This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this morning, 400 kilometres of road in South Australia received some very good news from a joint announcement from the federal and state governments. I'm joined by Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, Corey Wingard. Minister, how are you this morning?
Yeah, really well, Jordan. Good to chat.
So, what's the good news?
Yeah, look, we've got $100 million worth of projects getting underway across regional South Australia throughout April. So that's just a really big investment in our regions. We know how important this is. We know, one, it's creating jobs first and foremost as we come out of COVID, so it's getting our regions buzzing. But two, it's building the infrastructure that we need and improving the roads right across our region. And interestingly, we're getting feedback from a lot of metropolitan people as well who are out holidaying through the school holidays in the regions, enjoying the beautiful things the regions have to offer. And they're noting the works that are going on, and they're very much appreciating the upgrades that are needed. The shoulder widening, the audio tactile line marking, the safety barriers, work that's been needed for a long, long period of time, but we're getting on partnering with the federal government in a proactive manner to deliver these projects.
Of course, yes, just coming through, I guess, the Anzac Day long weekend, lots of people on the road, and I'm sure lots of people were going through roadworks and the traffic, changed traffic conditions.
Yeah, look, and we understand that that can be a little bit frustrating, but we ask people to bear with us. Of course, when we came into government, there was a $750 million road maintenance backlog, and we've been working and chipping away at that, but doing other projects as well. It's a big task, but we're very much up to it, and we know the regions have been neglected for a long time. So we're doing that work, and we understand people will see roadworks and be slowed down a bit. But again, we ask, they just appreciate that, again, the two things, it's creating jobs and bringing money into the local economy, but also making our roads safer and getting them up to a standard that we deserve.
And it looks like quite a fair bit of work is penned for the York Peninsula as well, in particular.
Yeah, for sure. The York Peninsula is getting a lot of work happening there. The Spencer Highway, York Highway, Millerton and Maitland roads are being upgraded as well. Like I said, the shoulder sealing, pavement rehabilitation, the partnership with the federal government about this road safety work, which we put in place at the last budget, was about getting them up to a much higher standard. A lot of them were how they rate them, a zero or a one, and we're getting them up to a level three, which is really great. So it's putting those things in place that make our roads wider. The quote Pete Treloar, the member there for Flinders over on the West Coast, he always says a wider road is a safer road, and I think that's a pretty fair assessment. So the Upper York Road as well, the Copper Coast Highway as well, work's being done along that stretch too. So again, making the shoulders wider, putting the audio tactile line markings and safety barriers where needed.
So when can we expect this work to get started?
Yeah, look, a fair bit of it's underway, and the rest is all starting as we speak. So this month there's been $100 million worth of work getting underway, which is really great for our state, and it will continue to roll along. We've sort of talked about this, and the program that came from the federal government came in what we call three tranches. So the first one is some $100 million, and that needs to be done by the middle of the year. Then tranche two will be from the middle of the year to the end of the year, and tranche three starts in 2022 until the middle of that year. And the feds put it forward in what's called a use it or lose it proposal, whereby we had to partner with them and get the works underway straight away. So it was stimulus into the economy, generating jobs, but getting the work done. And I can proudly say South Australia put forward our tranche of works, and we were in front of all the other states as far as getting this work out the door. Some states haven't used it, so they will lose it, and we're looking to see if we can't capitalise on that as well.
Mm. Of course, highways like the Stuart Highway and the Horrocks Highway are in store for some road rehabilitation. I'm sure people who travel on these roads already would understand, but what are the standards of South Australian roads that, I guess, are in need of rehabilitation?
Yeah, look, we've identified these and identified the patches and areas of most importance, and that's what we're attacking first. But we have got a longer body of work that we want to do, and you're right, the Stuart Highway, we've got some 40 kilometres of road rehabilitation, if I can spit that out, and resurfacing works as well that we need to do. And the Horrocks Highway, again, from this tranche of works, another 20 kilometres, that's sort of two separate projects, again, shoulder sealing and pavement rehabilitation. But there is a lot of other work going on the Horrocks Highway. I was just up that way about a month ago, I think, and seeing a lot of really great work happening across a couple of stretches there. So, you know, that's really important, and there's a big body of work happening there too.
So I guess, of course, this is all leading us in towards the next state election as well. What other announcements can we expect for our roads up until that point?
Oh, look, we're doing work on our budget at the moment and working with the federal government as well, and we'll have more to say on that as that rolls around. But we have got more projects to do. And again, it's being strategic about it. There's two views of our roadworks and two things we need to cover off. One is the road safety stuff, and we ticked a lot of those boxes at the last federal budget, and we will continue to do that, and that's ongoing work. The other one is looking at the high productivity vehicles and how we can be improving the road, getting better, higher productivity vehicles across our state, moving goods to port far, far quicker, so we can make our industries far more efficient, keeping the roads safe at the same time, but making sure we can we have got the facilities and the road network that can accommodate that. So we're speaking with the federal government about both of those aspects, and then doing the works to make sure, again, there's more works that needs to be done than we have cash for right in our pocket right now. So how we stage this work and work it out and do the priorities and make sure we're benefiting the state.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure to chat, mate. Have a great day.
That was Minister for Infrastructure and Transport, Corey Wingard, on your Classic It's Breakfast.